I Will Save Thy Children, September 20. Preparing for the Heavenly Home. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered, for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. The youth are the objects of Satan's special attacks. Wherever we turn, the battle goes on unceasingly. Multitudes of the youth are swept away by the overwhelming tide of evil. In every earnest Christian heart the question rises, why, oh, why, in a land of Bibles and Christian teaching, can the adversary of souls exert over our youth a power so mighty, so unrestrained? The reason is apparent. Parents are neglecting their solemn responsibility. If a field is left uncultivated, a crop of weeds is sure to appear. So it is with children. If the soil of the heart is uncultivated, Satan sows his seeds of anger and hatred, selfishness and pride, and they quickly spring up, to bear a harvest that parents reap with bitter regret. Too late they see their terrible mistake. 102. One of the signs of the last days is the disobedience of children to their parents. The sin of rebellion against parental authority lies at the very foundation of the misery and crime in the world today. Jesus loves children and youth. He rejoices when he sees Satan repulsed in his efforts to overcome them. Many a youth is in imminent peril through manifold temptations, but the Savior has the tenderest sympathy for him, and sends his angels to guard and protect him. He is the Good Shepherd, ever ready to seek for the lost, straying sheep. 105. Parents stand in the place of God to their children, and they will have to render an account, whether they have been faithful to the charge committed to their trust. Christian parents, be true to your trust. God will help you. Guided by Him, your children will grow up to bless and honor you in this life and in the life to come. 107.